Hi guys, welcome back to I Need Wine. It's Ashley and I'm here with my mom. Say hi.
Hey Ash, how you doing?
So today we are going to be, I guess, talking about everything.
Oh my God.
If you know what's going on, then you know. If you don't know, then girl, you need some wine.
Right, seriously.
I don't even know where I want to start.
So much happened.
Okay.
So let me
address a few things. Number one, I see a lot of you guys asking about Jessica. We just have not been able to find the time to podcast together, but we are. There's no beef. Y'all keep saying there must be beef. There's no fucking beef.
No, I love Jessica.
They're going to be here for Holly's fucking birthday. But as you guys know, I moved out of state and her husband got some very exciting opportunities and she's got some very exciting opportunities. So we've just kind of been living those opportunities.
Right.
So that's that. Second thing is, where have I been? And I'm going to address that. So if you know, well, I didn't say this publicly so you wouldn't know, but I got into a car accident.
Right.
A while back.
A while back? That's still recently.
Yeah, maybe like 2 weeks ago.
No, it's longer than 2 weeks ago.
Maybe like 3 weeks ago. Yeah, because
About 3 weeks ago, yeah.
And it totaled my car. Some drunk guy was driving, and he decided to make a left turn on a red light. And we just didn't have time to stop. So we basically T-boned this guy pretty hard. We were probably going about 40 miles per hour, which, I mean, doesn't seem hard, but it's pretty hard when you think about it. So, yeah, every airbag in my car came out. I went to the hospital. It was just a lot. Everybody went to the hospital because everyone was in the car, including Holly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was a lot. And then I had to leave to TMFR, which literally my car accident happened on the 22nd. I had to leave to TMFR on the 26th. Or no, I had to leave on the 24th to come drop Holly off.
It was back to back.
Yeah, to come drop Holly off to who was watching her. Well, I then flew to TMFR with my mom. So I've just been away, and when I wasn't away, I was legit hurt. I was on crutches, and then I decided not to take the crutches to TMFR,
and that was... You could have been limping.
Yeah, that was a pretty dumb decision. I didn't break or fracture my foot or anything, but I don't know what I hit it against. I guess the doctor said maybe the dashboard or something, but I hit it pretty hard, and it was very swollen. I couldn't fit it into my shoes, and so it was just... It was a time. And then Bar got arrested.
Right.
Bar got arrested a few days after the accident and a few days before TMFR. So if you do the math, that's like
hell busting.
Yeah, that's like one day and one day apart. So
let's
address that because I haven't really said a lot about that, and I've seen a lot of people speculating.
It's always mine gonna be speculating.
I'm gonna give it from the horse's mouth. Well, I'm not the horse, but I'm the horse's wife, so you can take it as the truth. Basically, everybody knows Barr had caught a case a while back, and he had a lawyer who was dealing with that for him. Somehow, some way, he didn't know about a court date or thought his lawyer was going to appear, and he needed to actually appear in person, and he did not. And so when he went to go pick up the property from the police station in our new state, because obviously we had property in our car when it got totaled and we went straight to the hospital, so we couldn't take any of that property. So Barr went to the police station to pick up the property, and the cops told him that he had a warrant for that case, and it was out of California. So obviously that becomes an extradition warrant. And yeah, we've been dealing with that, with him trying to get back to the state of California where he's going to fight the case and blah, blah, blah. Well, not really the case, where he's going to see the judge about the warrant.
It's just a lot.
So that's that, to address that. Because everybody's like, what the fuck's going on? That's what's going on with that.
But we are rooting for him, though, and we hope to see him soon.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you know anything about this, it's just a really long fucking waiting game, and you're at everybody else's beck and call. Like, you know, we can't control anything. So it's just been a really long, drawn-out process. And so, yeah. That's what's been happening with me. So if you think that you've had a shitty few weeks, I beg to differ. I really beg to differ.
Right.
So now let's fast forward to TMFR.
So we fly there. We get there.
Yeah, so we fly to TMFR, which everyone now knows I can say was in Oregon, because everyone who was in Oregon is no longer in Oregon.
I know they happy as hell they ain't no more, too.
Yeah, so a few things about that I want to say is that TMFR is shot completely different than the way our regular show is, which is now The Next Chapter, as you guys know. It's a completely different format of a show. And it's really high stress because it's 24/7 filming and audio. So you really don't get a break, even when you're in your room, even when you're in the bathroom.
Right. It's
oh
my God.
It's very intense. God. And also the team that we usually work with, the team that I usually see for filming.
There's no familiar faces.
Yeah, there's no familiar faces. So these are all new producers, new people
that. There's a few familiar security though.
Security, yes. Yes. And security was familiar last season as well. But in terms of like the producers, obviously you're going to see the big dogs. And, you know, you see those. If you know who they are, you know who they are.
Your regular producers and stuff was not there.
Yes. So they were not there. So that's another element that is, just a lot.
But one of our, the sound guy, which we absolutely love, we got to see him, but they flew him in just for something different, though.
Yeah, he wasn't there for TMFR.
Yeah, right.
He was there for a shoot for The Next Chapter.
So that's why for me sometimes it gets totally crazy, because I don't know what the heck we be doing. You know, it's like two or three things going on at one time.
It's a lot. So
yeah.
So obviously, having been at TMFR last year, I know that it's a lot. This is my mom's first year being there, but for me, I already knew it was going to be
a lot to suck in.
It is, because the day starts early and it ends late, and it really truly never ends. Because if you decide to get up and talk on the phone at 2 a.m.,
they're recording that.
So
you don't know. But I did tell Larry, like, yo, I need some private time because I wanted to talk to my husband. I don't know.
It wasn't private. It's just not going to be used.
So it'll be private stuff.
That's
another
aspect. So it's a pretty high stress show to film.
But you know what bothered me? Kind of like I had to get over, like, oh my God, okay, you got to change your clothes right here. Who's behind the cameras? Because they're in the room, right? Like,
who?
Right above. Like, whoever is watching the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's like they're watching you get dressed. They're watching you change your clothes.
You're going to see these titties.
Right,
baby,
right.
I'm going to get dressed as freely as I choose. I can't be getting dressed under stress.
At some point, you just say, forget it, man. I got to get my clothes on.
Yeah. And then you just forget.
Yeah.
But it is a lot when you don't know. It's a lot for me, and I've been there. So I won't even say that last statement. Also, another aspect of that is the producers of this show want drama. They're
messy as hell. Ooh, they're messy.
And
unbelievably, Ashley, I'm going to tell you, you have always told me about the messy stuff, and I, like, did not want to believe you. But this time, I seen it. I cannot believe grown people would do this, but I seen it with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
So it's
and it's,
it's
not even,
it's
it doesn't even start with the cast. It starts with the production.
Yes, it's them.
And, you know, I was already feeling, you know, the cat's out of the bag, so everyone knows that I'm pregnant, you know. And so I was already feeling, you know, Bar was gone, I just got into the car accident. So
right.
I was already feeling anxious coming into this because, obviously, I just have a lot of outside stuff going on. And so when we get there, obviously, because everyone's coming from different places and so blah, 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 we are all in the same place for a few days. This is not the place that we're filming at. This is just the place that they're making sure everyone gets in.
Yeah, they held
gets
us
what
hostage
they need.
For a few days at a different location.
Yeah. So we do that, and almost immediately I start to feel some funny shit going on. This is because, I won't say no names, but a certain producer, and she got pretty chewed out about this. So a certain producer came to my room and asked me if I would call out a certain person.
Yeah.
And if I would disclose their business and if I would be willing to take on this great challenge. And essentially I said no, because I've never had a problem with this person, or so I thought. And so I'm like, well, why the fuck are you guys coming to me when you guys already know that I'm, like, you know, not in the best predicament with all these girls, and you come in here and you're asking me to basically take the fall for some shit that you guys have concocted back
right,
in the back
right,
room.
Right, hold on. I'm just going to second this, because the whole time I'm sitting on the bed, like, like pretending like I'm not listening and halfway listening. But then when I heard you get loud with her, and you was like, I'm not doing that. And then that's when I jumped up and walked over there like, what's
really
going on?
Well, because I felt disrespected. I felt disrespected, and I felt like they were, I don't like when people try to play on my intelligence.
She was really doing those. She was.
Now, 1 + 1 = 2. You know that I'm not in the, you know that I've had issues with certain girls here. And you know that I'm probably the only one that's going to say or do certain things. So you come to me with this grand concocted plan as if I don't have a brain of my own and as if I just operate like that. So I felt really fucking disrespected at the fact that two of them came in there. Two producers came in at the same time. One of them was silent because I think she knew what was going on was a little fucking shady.
To see if he was going to take the bait or not.
But the other one, you know, she was giving me this plan as if this was a scheme that was going to get me millions of dollars in the next 2 business days.
And she kept pressing, like, why? Why don't you want to do it? Why? It's like, really?
And my reasoning is because I've never had an issue with this cast member, and or so I thought. And I just didn't feel like it was necessary. My thing is this. If you want somebody to call her out, make someone else do it. Someone else do it.
And she was so comfortable telling you that. She even sat down in the chair and started, like, really got comfortable telling
you. And
none of
it, she walked in like, what you cooking? What you doing?
She really did.
Yeah, and like, this is a producer I'd never even seen before. Because, like I said, this is not someone that I'm used to. These are not people that we're used to seeing on set. So that then kind of set me in a weird
that gave
emotion.
The heads up because she said more than that.
Oh yes,
she said more than
she
that.
Said
she
more
set
than
the
that
tone, because until she came and put that in our heads, we were fine.
Yes,
and then she came and put that in our heads, so now we're on the defense, like, okay, well, what's really being planned? Because
so,
she talking about people getting into it and stuff like that, and we're like, who? Because what the hell?
So let's address that. She also told me that there was going to be a confrontation between Roxy and my mom. Now,
unbeknownst to me, because I knew, and the sad thing is that I knew she had some kind of problem because she had already bumped me. So I'm like, okay, this lady really got something going on, but she didn't say anything. So, oh well, you know what I'm saying?
It's not that serious.
Right. But you guys knew that this woman had been talking about me or saying whatever, and I hadn't said a word. And so you guys were banking on that happening.
Yes.
We're banking on
and not
that.
Only that, she basically told me it was going to happen, and then we'll fast
which
forward to that.
Which means that,
but
you knew that
exactly.
Roxy had planned to say something to me.
And she
and
also
I
asked
was
me,
not on that vibe.
She also asked me that if all the girls attacked me, she said, this is how it started.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah,
if they
this
all
is how it started.
You, you think Cheyenne will come to your aid or something?
No, she said, if they all attack you, just promise me you won't walk out.
Oh, yeah.
She said, because
yeah.
if you walk out, you make it really hard for
to
editing
yeah.
to people. Together what happened
right
and I said, well, if they all attack me, I probably will walk out, because who the fuck wants to sit there and be attacked by multiple people? And she was going on and on about editing. So anyways, that's how it started. That's how the tension, I feel like, with me started. So fast forward to me doing an interview. We're still at this other location. We haven't made it to the resort yet. We're doing interviews, and the producer asked me, well, why don't any of the girls like you? And I said, well, I've only had issues with 2 of the girls here.
Right,
so
I didn't know all the girls
so
didn't like
I didn't
me.
Know all the girls didn't like me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She's spilling tea, and
yeah.
didn't even realize she's spilling the tea.
Yeah, and so she's like, well, what would you do if X, Y, and Z have, you know, just very.
She set the vibe.
Just very
she was
calculative.
Letting us know
yeah.
what everybody else was on.
And I told her that. I said, the way you're talking gives me an inclination that you know more than you're saying.
Right.
Because you're not, you wouldn't be coming in here like this.
On this,
and,
on this
and trying
trip.
To
right.
give me something for my arsenal, trying to give me tea.
Trying
oh,
what to, did she tell you to keep in
yeah,
your
Yeah, she
arsenal.
Said, just keep it in your arsenal.
Right.
I'm not going to say the
what
business.
She said,
yeah,
but
she's like, just keep it in your arsenal, you know what I'm saying?
To
just in
as a
case,
weapon.
Whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just felt, you know, so when she left, I reached out to this girl, this cast member, and I said, hey, do we have a problem? Because the producer's coming in here, and I said exactly what the producer wanted me to do and wanted me to say and wanted me to make known.
Right.
This girl let me know that there was an issue that was spoken about months ago because I decided to have someone on my podcast that she didn't like and that she didn't agree with.
which was petty, because you can have whoever you want on your podcast.
Now, considering that all of us have podcasts, and I never feel the need to tell anybody who they can or cannot have on their podcast, it just seemed to me like this was another thing that was being contrived and concocted, because it just didn't make sense in my head. So, boom. Anyways, me and the girl talk. She says it's no issue, whatever, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. So now I'm even more confused as to why, you know, because number one, I feel like this issue is petty and it's stupid, the initial issue. And you brought it here. Somebody had to bring it here to make it seem like it was big enough to be for me to have somebody come in here and address me about a confrontation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So nevertheless, that rolls off my back. Okay. Now, we can't tell you everything because obviously you'll have to see it.
Right.
And I feel like we've both said our piece mm-hmm. about the situation.
Right.
But I did want to give you guys a backstory about what was going on behind the scenes and not with the cast members that was brewing drama intentionally for obviously you guys to tune in and watch. Mm-hmm. Now, my thing is this. I know what I signed up for. I know what it is. I think that natural drama will occur just because it will occur.
Right.
I don't think that it needs to be incited or blown up, you know, by people we don't fucking know. And you know, we all know what we're here to do.
And see, here's the thing, though. I feel like they knew that certain people wanted to do some confrontations.
Yeah, and they were trying to set that up.
They knew that. And they came to us with, what if all of this happens? But see, what happens is that we are the wild card. We are the wild card. Because if you really push that kind of level, then you kind of know we're the wild card. That's mm-hmm. all I can say, is that we are the wild card, and you don't know what the hell you're going to get when you push people against the corner like that, or in the corner.
And I also just feel like everyone's mom was there. Like, it wasn't for me.
It wasn't, and that's why we both stayed to ourselves.
It wasn't the time or the place. Right.
We smiled. We made sure that we was polite and but that's courteous not fake. To everyone.
That's cordial.
Right. We're there. Here's the bottom line. I was offered some money to do some content.
Hello.
That's the bottom line. I was there
so
to
I
get
showed
a
up
check.
To do my job.
Right. I showed up to get my money, my change, okay? So I didn't come with no drama. Who wants that? It's money on the line. It's cute money on the line. Baby.
So anyways, that was that. So fast forward, everything happens at the house, at the fucking house, the resort. Boom, we're kicked out.
Right. Because we are the wild card.
So we're kicked out. And basically they play this whole game like, we really want you guys to do X, Y, and Z. You know, they wanted me to go back in the house. And, you know, they wanted me to do some shit that, once again, just wasn't what the fuck I was going to do. And I felt like it was another setup. Because if I don't do what you are telling people or expecting me to do, what's the consequence?
Right.
Or what's the outcome?
Right.
And at that point, you know, when they were asking me, well, do you want to go back into the house? My honest, true response was no. Because
we wanted to go home the moment we got there.
Yeah, because I've already wanted to go home.
And that's the gag. That is the whole gag. Right. Because once we got there and felt the energy, we were ready to go home.
Yeah.
Immediately. So everything after that first time we seen them people, them certain people, the vibe was just bad.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, oh. So I knew to just stay to myself, you know, to stay out the way. And so that's what we did. That's what we did. Your foot was messed up. You wasn't feeling good. And so we did
lay
low.
Yeah, I was pretty sick as fuck.
Right.
I don't know what it was
obvious,
but I was
that you
sick.
Were so sick.
Yeah, I was sick.
It was
sick
so
as fuck.
Obvious. I mean, you could not hide that.
I wasn't feeling
it. Was irritatingly you was getting so sick. That's how it was irritating me that you was getting so sick. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't
it
doing
was,
good.
It was just like the bad timing for us to be there. You had a lot going on, and then they get there, and then they throw a whole whammy out the bag.
Yeah, that was weird.
Just sad.
And that was a whole meeting. Let me also say this. We had after that happened, I was so uncomfortable that we called a whole meeting with some certain people mm-hmm. at, you know, in Paramount. And we let them know that, you know, this was something that I felt like was just unacceptable.
Right.
And ultimately, that producer ended up getting sent home.
She sure did.
Or she ended up not working on location.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We ain't going to say no names, but she got sent home after a particular person went off on them.
Yeah.
We're not going to overlook that. We're not going to overlook that, how a certain in particular person went smooth off on them, hit the van. I mean, almost King Kong through the fucking fan trying to get to the woman and the whole nine. We're not going to, we're not going to just look over that.
Okay, well, that's true. So, yeah, so she was basically confronted by the other party of this situation in a very aggressive manner, and she was basically not with it.
And that producer was sent home.
I think she was even called like a bunch of white fat bitches.
I believe so too.
It was bad.
And I'm gonna tell you, it was so bad. I didn't even jump up until I heard bam, bam, bam. Then I jumped up. One was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, she ended up getting sent home or not working on location because of what she tried to do. And I think everyone just felt like it was unethical because everybody that I talked to.
And hold on, let's clarify. That was the same exact producer that came in the room.
Yes.
And said all that.
Yes. We're talking about the same lady. And
she was so shocked. You see her? She was shocked.
She was. And she was like, I didn't say that. Girl, yes, you did. Yes, the fuck you did.
She was so shocked. She did. She wasn't banking on you talking to that other cast member.
And matter of fact, she told me not to. Whoa. She told me not to message her. And I said, oh, no, baby, I'm going to message her.
She was banking on that. But when y'all got together, oh, my God, all of the lies just spewed out that woman had weaved.
Yeah.
And it was on and popping.
Yeah, so that happened. Anyway, so we got sent home. And we just got sent home. And that too. But yeah, we just got sent home. And
I'm telling you, that was the best thing that happened.
Yes. So
home.
Right when we got sent home, we read the news with all the rest of you guys that there was a strike, there was a COVID outbreak.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of shit going on. And so I was like, okay, maybe we left at the right time for the right reasons.
Right. Because it looked like everything just went downhill from there.
Nevertheless, we left.
And I know the other people there were miserable.
Right. And then I saw an article on the Ashley or whatever that the blogs were posting. And it was basically painting me and my mom as the aggressor. And to be honest, that just fucking irritated me because when y'all see the footage, you guys are gonna see that I was.
They might still think we are aggressive.
No, but, and maybe we are, because let me tell you something, I can get real motherfucking aggressive.
And you know what, Ashley? You get like that because your mama like that.
So if at the end of the day, maybe I am. But at the end
but
of the day,
the right reason,
I didn't start it.
Right.
And let me just say this. When y'all see the footage, you're going to see clear as day, me sick as fuck, sleep. Have fucking sleep when the shit cracked off. I wasn't even over there, my dude. So I can't wait till this comes out because people been really motherfucking lying. And I just really want to watch that shit back because I know that I know what happened and I just really can't wait to see it. So anyways, I was a little ticked off about that. So I came out and said what I said. Everybody else came out and said what I said. And then boom. Now everyone knows I'm pregnant. Let me speak on how I feel about that.
Go ahead.
To be honest, that was some weak hoe ass shit. And let me tell you why. There are a multitude of reasons that women do not divulge they are pregnant in the beginning of their pregnancy.
Right.
And none of them are your motherfucking business.
Right.
None of them.
Right.
And for you to be so weak to try to for that to be the only thing you have. Oh,
right.
You're pregnant. No, you knew I was pregnant when you tried it.
Right.
You knew I was pregnant when you stood up and said you was going to kick me in my face.
Ooh,
you knew I was pregnant.
Baby.
So let's not. We all knew I was pregnant.
Right.
We all know that.
Right. And
so,
that's what kind of really got it cranking. Because you going to kick this pregnant girl in the face.
So,
girl, you got another thing coming.
So that, you know, and let me just say this. I don't feel the need to share what's going on with my pregnancy because it's my pregnancy. Whether you like it or not, and it's my body.
Right.
And whether you like him or not, it's with my motherfucking husband.
Right.
So I can take the time.
With your husband and not a security guard that you've snatched off the show.
Nevertheless,
or nobody else's baby daddy you done snatched off the show.
Nevertheless.
I mean, how many snatches she gonna snatch?
I mean, hey.
I mean, it's a carousel going on.
Hey. Hey. That's her.
Can we just please have some decency about where we lay down?
But all I know is, just as freely as she opens her legs for every Tom, Dick, and Harry, is as freely as I open mine for my husband.
How you go from something original to sleeping with the help?
At the end of the day, that's her decision, and that's good for her.
And a lot of people lost their jobs.
A lot of people did lose their jobs.
And that's the sad part. That's what hurt my heart the most, because innocent people lost.
I'm gonna address that too in just a second.
Okay.
But back to my point. My point is, I just feel like that was weak as fuck. You don't try to weaponize someone's pregnancy. She could have got her point across without saying that. And yeah, that's just how I feel about that. And I also want other people to know that take your time to show your pregnancy. It's your pregnancy.
Right.
And you don't have to feel pressured to divulge any information you're not ready to. And for people that really want to know, you know, I'm not even going to share that. I'll share that when I'm ready. But I'll let you guys know that that's just totally not cool. And that's some low ass shit.
But here's the thing. When people are early on in their pregnancy, you don't know if the pregnancy is viable.
Right.
You don't know if people are going to miscarry.
Or if they're high risk and don't know that this baby is even going to make it.
You don't know if they plan to have an abortion. You don't know what their plan is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And so when you announce for them, you take that from them.
Right.
You take that from them. Right. And that's a common thing in the teen mom world. People like to leak people's pregnancies. And I don't like that. Let people do that shit at their own fucking time. You don't know what somebody's body's going through trying to produce and do all this shit. So,
this is a teen mom show, and I think people get off on people being pregnant for some reason and not understanding that it's still like all of these people talking about, oh, it's woman's right. It's our bodies. But have that same respect or that same energy for keeping people's privacy.
Right. As it pertains to them having children.
Right, you can't
and all
talk
that.
About my choice, my body, and then be out here telling people's business.
Right. So anyways, I felt like that was low. And obviously that's not the way I wanted to share that news. But no power was taken from me, because I'm going to do whatever I want to do when I'm ready to do it. And I'll let you guys know in my own time whatever that decision is, if I choose to let anybody know. So yeah, that's that. What's
and you
next?
Don't have to let nobody know. Don't let nobody know. They'll know by how the months progress.
Right.
Right. They'll know how the months progress, because you don't owe nobody nothing.
So what's next?
You tell me what's next, because I know it's so much we can talk about, but so much we can't.
Okay, so let's see. I'm just trying to think of everything that's been going on that I know people want answers to. Let's address Shin. So that's another person that I just feel like is... And see, here's my thing. My thing is this. A while back, you know, when everything was cool, I let her know that I will no longer be going back and forth with her on social media, because it's just redundant. And number one, I feel like anybody who's really in my life, anybody that I really deal with, picks up the phone and calls me when they're offended.
Right.
Or sends a text like, bitch, I'm not fucking with you right now. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Right. But we don't do that funny ass shit in between the people who I really, really get down with on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
So, Shin has a habit, a very manipulative habit. When things don't go her way, or when she's given an answer she doesn't like, or when she's not given an answer immediately...
Hold on, I got a question though. Let me question you about this. This is going to be a good question. Before you got on TV, how was Shin? Because I really don't know her before TV. I mean, like, was she like this?
Yes. I think that us having whatever little bit of fame we do have has definitely... So here's my take on it. She has nobody in her real life. Okay. Like, I'm close with... her side of the family, which is also Barr's family. As you know, I just went to their birthday party and they were all there. Grammy, everybody was there. And everyone gets along, you know. Shin's not there. Okay. And then you come over to our side. Everyone gets along. Shin's not there.
Okay.
So She has no one, really. And so
do you think that is, that she has no one?
Let me finish my thought. Okay. I think that us being on this platform and people who just want to be in your business, she mistakes that. Or even if she doesn't mistake it, she enjoys the feeling of people caring.
Got you.
About what she and has to say.
And I believe that true, because at one point she was pandering fans right. for all of these things.
Right.
Right. Like straight conning them right. out of their money.
So, yeah. You know, it's all fun and games when everyone's playing her way. But then the moment someone says, hey, you offended me, you stepped out of line. It's, well, don't you remember back in 2016 when you offended me? And don't you remember all the lies and all the things you said to me? And don't you remember when you were drunk and I picked you up and Yana gave you a bus pass? It's all of this. It's never just, you know what, I offended you. Let me take accountability for that. And she expects that from everyone else. And another part of it is, you know, you don't see her talk about none of her other kids on social media, but right. Bar and I.
Where are the rest of her children?
Well, I don't know. I don't really deal with them. So, you know, it's for me, it's just become a thing of like, when I say these two names, I get attention. The blogs, people want to have me on podcasts. You know, people want to really, hear what I have to
really,
say.
What really killed it for me, like just recently she did an interview, like who in the hell that's family does an interview? That should tell you a lot right there.
And also, I haven't said a bad thing. I really haven't said anything about her.
You know,
so
it's,
you know,
it's crazy.
And it's almost as if she wants a tit for tat, because it's like, I dare somebody to respond. You know what I'm saying? You're saying that because no one's responding. You want this back and forth.
But here's the thing. When I respond, they're going to take my Instagram page, because every time I respond, I just get so bad.
But remind you, this
they're going to take my
this
page.
Recently all started because she texted me and I said, now let's take it back. Everything was cool up until the reunion, the show reunion.
That we just did?
That we just,
in,
not,
in Hollywood.
Not the, yes, in Hollywood.
Right.
Now, initially, Shin was not invited. But the dilemma was, we had nobody to keep Holly because they wanted to do a segment with my mom.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Set you free. Tell it.
Me and the producer, well, I said, well, hey, guys, how about we bring out Shin and she can keep Holly? Because I have, you know, everything was cool with her at the time and I had nobody else. Also, she had filmed for this season. So I was like, it might be nice for you guys to find some way somehow to give her a little segment with Bar. So boom, that was not on the plans.
So hopefully that would have shut her mouth. And
because I didn't want her to feel like she just came as a babysitter right. and nobody gave a fuck. You know, I was trying to avoid that. So they call me back. They're like, boom, we made it work. You guys can come X, Y, and Z, X, Y, and Z, X, Y, and Z. We get down there and there's all these problems about my mom being treated better than Shin. There's a problem that the security guard carried my mom's suitcases or her drink or some fucking something and didn't carry Shin. Mind you, we didn't arrive with Shin, so we don't know how she was perceived when she arrived.
Right. But she was there.
But
she was there when we got out the car.
Yes.
And yeah, and they do and did treat me a certain kind of way. But I respect all those gentlemen, and they are all.
But also not for nothing. Number one, Shin was initially not invited. And number two, she really has not been filming. So they know you.
Right.
These are the
they
same people
me.
That have been in your house on your couch.
Right.
So
they know me.
They might be a little more friendly with you, a little less professional.
Here, they've been everywhere. Yes.
Exactly. So that there became a slew of issues about my mom getting a car service and my mom getting room service and her not getting a car service and her not getting a room service. So we did all this back and forth to try to make sure that everything was equal, and then boom.
And half the stuff I don't even be knowing, because this be the high in the scenes. I'm learning some stuff right now.
So I wasn't doing it back and forth, but Bar was doing a lot of back and forth to try to make sure that, you know, she wasn't feeling some type of
left
way.
Left out, yeah.
So something happens between them,
No. Well, I don't know what happened, but after I did my segment and came back, all of a sudden she wasn't speaking no more. Remember?
Okay, yeah.
Like,
so
at first
what happened
there,
was
we had a good time that night. We partied that
they
night
had
all together.
Told,
we had a good time.
They had, so the night before, Bar and I, what did we do? Bar and I went to the Scream Hotel in LA, it's like some thing where you can go and do like escape rooms. It's like a horror theme. So we went there and then we went and got tattoos. That night, him and his mom were arguing, and a lot of shit was said. And so the next morning...
Is that the night that she put all of Holly's stuff in front of the door, or what did she do with Holly's clothes?
That's the same night. So
that kind of petty mess.
So Barr did not... So the when the next morning came around and it was time for him to film his segment with her, Barr did not want to film his segment with her. So the segment got canceled. And then Barr decided that he would go just with her so she wouldn't feel like, once again, she was on stage alone and she was left out. But it was never a plan for me and my mom to film with her initially. So it was just Barr and her. And once they worked it out, boom, they went on stage. So when I got there to the set where we filmed, she was all upset or whatever because her shoes. Someone stole her shoes.
Nobody stole that woman's shoes.
Something about the shoes. Well, she later on said that the shoes were left at the hotel. But at that moment, she was saying that MTV left her shoes, forgot her shoes. So, which is weird because MTV never takes my shit from me. I always got to carry my own shit.
Like,
so.
Somebody really going to steal your shoes, girl.
So, that was a whole debacle. And that kind of started the decline of things because I just felt weird that, number one, yeah, she left my baby shit out. She claims that she called Barr and all that, but...
Hey, Holly still missing her Zara jean jacket. Wasn't that...
We never found the jacket. Yeah.
And that was a bad
But like she put Holly's shit outside of the room at like 4 a.m. Whatever. I don't know. She claims it's because she called Barr. Barr didn't answer. I don't know. But it all just seemed like.
And then she also talked about y'all was fighting. You and Barr was fighting, and Barr was drunk or something like that.
He was not drunk.
Right.
He was not drunk.
She just totally made stuff up.
Listen, I'm the first to say when Barr is fucked up. Everybody knows I'm not. I don't go super easy on Barr.
Barr tore up.
But he wasn't.
Barr tore up. I can't even recall seeing Barr have a drink.
He didn't.
You know what I'm saying? So stop it.
You know, we just went and had a good time. We went to an escape room, and then we went to get tattoos, like, because it was right across the street, like, and we went to get food at the, like, taco cantina or whatever. We had a great time, but he wasn't drunk, and, you know, she said a lot of mean things to him, like, you know, just, you know, and then something happened backstage that I wasn't privy to, where I guess... A producer was talking in front of the little sister, and I don't know, but whatever.
Then she made that a big deal.
Yeah, and so.
And the safety of my child, all of this old.
Her child was safe, but obviously she was on a set where people were talking about what was occurring, and so she probably overheard something that had occurred. So, anyways, now flash forward to all of this shit that's happening now. You know, she got into it with Barr. And I text her and I told her, listen, you know, and then she got into it with Barr. And so she proceeded to text me all this shit. So I text her back and I said, listen, you don't have the right to bombard me with all this mean ass shit every time you and your son can't get along. Right. Like, you need to have this. And I said it respectfully. I said, you need to. I said, I don't appreciate this. Slew of text messages. Mm-hmm. I have nothing to do with this, mm-hmm. and you need to work this out with your son. Then it was, I'm gonna tell MTV everything about you. You guys are liars. I'm gonna have my lawyer sue you in court.
Every single
yeah,
time you
don't
you
do remember when X, Y, and Z happened? And X, Y, and Z happened.
She acts as if she has this carrot to hold over you guys, some kind of blackmail bullshit.
Right.
It's like,
and I'm gonna address that too. So I just basically said once again, listen, handle this with your son. You have no right. I get on social media. Boom, she's doing all this shit on social media. So, now here's the thing she thinks she has over my head. This drug addiction, this alcohol addiction, I'm going to address it because I've addressed it before. And it's not like it's something that I'm ashamed of. Back when I was 18, 19, I liked to do fucking Xanax. Now, that's not a secret. Everyone knows this. Everyone also knows that I was a dancer in Vegas. Like, it's not something that is written in the book of history, but it's also not something that I'm hiding, you know? And then I had Holly, and I changed my life.
Right.
And Barr changed his life in terms of the Xanax, and then a few years later proceeded to pick up an alcohol addiction. So that's how that happened. Mm-hmm. The Xanax has been fucking done. For everybody said, oh, you was always so skinny, girl. I was born skinny, okay? Right. Some people are just genetically skinny. Yeah, everyone's not
a tiny child.
Everyone that's on that is skinny is not on crack or not on Xanax. Like, some people just are genetically
small. You
know
what? Small. I was looking at some of your kid pictures, and all your friends were so big over you. Like,
I've always been small. Right. Like, and I've always been, like, a size under. I'm just now, like, 165 pounds.
Holly's going to be the same way.
And she's small because she's still in 4T and she's 5.
Right. Holly's going to be the same way. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm just a petite person. And so that's that. So anyways, yeah, Barr had went to rehab. Not because his mom, you know, Barr decided to go to rehab. And it just so happened. And I'm just thankful that, you know, our job had some resources where he was able to quickly get into a very nice rehab. But it had nothing to do with Shen, you know.
But she gave him hell the whole time.
Yeah, and the day he went into rehab, she was on social media talking shit. And the day he left rehab, she started talking shit. And then, I skipped this whole part. She decided to move out of her house or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you wanted to share that.
I'm going to share it because it's a key factor to how you try to play my character and my husband's character out when you're upset. You know, and so she thought she was going to live with us.
He sure did.
And this was shortly.
She sure did.
And this was shortly after Barr got out of rehab. And
she
Barr
was planning it all in her head.
And so while Barr was in rehab, I was telling him, like, your mom is driving across state. I'm going to send her gas. I'm
going
to send her.
And I kept saying, Ashley, where's she going? Where is she going, Ashley?
Well, I didn't, you know, so I didn't think that she thought that, you know what I'm saying? So anyways.
Because she made no arrangements. She never said, can I come live with you?
Yeah, no, it was just like she moved out. So me and Barr had paid for all this mold testing for her house in Ohio. And it was a lot of mold. It was, you know, these very expensive, expansive tests that she needed. And then she moved. Well, she was moving. So at this time, I was helping her with gas. I was helping her with hotels, all this shit, checking on her. And then Barr gets home a few days either after she arrived or before she arrived. I can't remember. And he basically let me know that he did not want her at our house. Because the whole time he was in rehab, she was talking shit on social media.
He was giving him hell.
So he let her know that she could come over and visit Holly. I mean, she could visit Holly, but she was not welcome at our house. Now, that set her off. Because in her mind, we had been telling her for months that she could come live with us.
Which was never true.
That was never the conversation. The conversation was, if you need to stay here for a few days, we can totally arrange that. But considering you've been going in on social media for the past month,
who's going to want you in their house?
Who's going to want you in their house?
Right.
So then she proceeded to text me all this shit. And I told her, I said, listen, shame on you. Right. Because Barr just got out of rehab. He just did something that everyone in your life has never done, including yourself.
Right.
And he's taking a big step, and you can't even give him the respect while he's in there
to just
keep the peace. And then you're mad that he doesn't want you at our house. I said, I understand why he doesn't want you here.
Right. But now, this time, Barr is coming out with the tools from therapy, though.
Right. So he respectfully told her, I don't want you in my home.
Right. He's making healthy decisions.
And he didn't even explain, because I was totally expecting her to stay for a few days. Mm-hmm. He surprised me with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he was just like, listen, in rehab, I learned that, you know, she is triggered. I need to.
Right.
Figure out how to distance and deal, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And so that's what he was trying to do. So that got turned into a whole thing where we lied and we perpetuated that we were going to take care of her when she got here and she's so sick and X, Y, and Z. So then she got a hotel around the corner from our house. And she proceeded to block us. And
talk more shit.
And talk more shit. And then I seen on Instagram that she had all the grandkids. And I drove my ass over there and I dropped Holly the fuck off. Because my baby is not about to lose out because you're mad or you want to block me or whatever the situation is. I'm tired of that shit. So I dropped Holly off without two fucking words being said. And then I text her and I said, listen, we have some things to discuss. However, my child was asking for you and I'm not going to rip her from you every single time you and I have a disagreement. It's not fair. Do you think she ever responded to that text? No. Do you think she ever responded to that text?
No.
But do you think she texted me and asked me, could I order the kids pizza and chips and pool floaties and cupcakes? And do you think she did that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I go over there. Because Holly ends up staying multiple days. Mm-hmm. You can go on social media and you can see she posts all this shit. Mm-hmm. So they're at the hotel. Holly ends up staying multiple days. Can Holly stay? Can Holly stay? Sure, I'm not fucking tripping. Mm-hmm. She's only down the street from my house. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm doing all that, dropping off food. We're getting Mountain Mike's delivered. See? Capri Suns, cupcakes, hoo-hoos, Takis, whatever the fuck these kids right. text me the list and ask for.
Right.
Not to mention, I always send my baby with money.
Right.
When I send her with her.
Right.
Because I
right.
just don't need nothing extra happening.
Right.
So, you know, do you think I never even got a response to that text.
Sad.
And that's a very, you know, we yeah. got some things to talk about. You've yeah. been trying to, you've been dogging me on social yeah. media. And then when I get in and your I, face, yeah. it's, and she was introducing me to everybody. This is my daughter-in-law at the hotel. This is my daughter-in-law. This is my daughter-in-law. And I'm just being, you know, because I don't want to be like, you know, right, and be right, a bitch right. about it. But also right. it's like.
But you've been dogging me out. Yeah. So how much of a daughter-in-law am I? A daughter-in-law means that you're not on social media slandering me and just talking all out the side of your neck.
Exactly. Okay. So now fast forward to the situation that is now transpiring. Something's always transpiring with her. Bar goes to jail. Obviously, she's done dealt with jail her whole life. Right. So Barr calls her and is like, hey, mom, what do you think I should do? The only thing he asks of her is for her to not get on social media and confirm or deny anything until we figure out what was really going on and what this was really going to be. Boom, we wake up the next day. She done posted the article on her page with the link and a paragraph. And she done been under every comment, under every T page, confirming and denying every fucking thing. So Barr's wow. upset. So Barr's wow. upset. And
wow. a total beautiful move played by Shin. So typically right. her.
So yeah. then Barr's like, well, he calls her and he's like, well, mom, I asked you. And she's like, well, I can say whatever I want. You can't silence me. You just want
but
me to
But it's not
be...
about being silenced. It's about
It's covering. About being a team player. It's about being a team
Who's
player.
Outside?
Dad. Anyways, it's not even about her being silent. It's about, number one, Barr has a problem with when she gets on social media and talks about the other cast members, then we have to come out and kind of come to her defense.
Right, and usually because, I'm dragged into those.
Right, because we can't just let them talk about,
right.
even though that's we don't really fuck with her like that, that's the
right.
way mama.
Because who was that that just said they was on her head and I had to come out?
Jay, I think it was Jay's mom. No, I think it was... Rachel's mom.
Rachel's mom. And me and Rachel's mom had the biggest respect for each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, so the problem is when she, it's not about her, us wanting her to be silent.
Right.
It's about, number one,
it's about
you
family.
You shouldn't be telling
right.
our fucking business in the first
right.
place.
This is a family thing.
And number
thing.
Two, when you come at these other cast members and they come back at you, you force us to step in because
right.
then we have to level the playing field.
But I bet you I ain't no more though.
I'm not anymore either. I mean, that's but that was the sentiment behind
right.
him, behind him not wanting her to speak so freely on everything mm-hmm. she saw. And so, you know, with Barr being arrested and then her doing this on social media, obviously he called her and was like, why the fuck did you do that? And she goes into this whole, well, you know, basically, we manipulate her, and anytime, you know, she says anything, she's the villain, and now she's not going to keep quiet. All this other telenovela shit. When in reality, you know, he just asked you to do one little fucking thing.
But you know what? The sad thing is, it's totally space for Shin if she knew how to be in a tribe.
But she doesn't. She wants, she likes, she is a perfect person. Just like everybody saw on social media. When I was doing what she wanted and I was paying for shit and doing for shit, mm-hmm. oh, we had pictures up. She was tagging me in posts. Mm-hmm. She was commenting on all of my shit. But then as soon as I don't agree or I take a side that's not particularly her side, right. we have this funk. We have this beef. And my whole thing is, you can call me just the same way, like, you can do all this shit on social media, but you don't mm-hmm. want to hear a rebuttal. You don't want to take risk.
Right.
You just want to keep spewing the same, oh, well, her sister punched me, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like, we know.
Right.
But that was years ago, and
right.
you were keeping up the drama.
Right, and she was keeping up it then, and she's keeping up the drama now. And it's just like, dang, how many more times we got to say, lady, you are the problem.
And my thing is, it's like...
like, for real,
I don't
stop.
Like the idea that Holly is being pushed and pulled, and...
So what are you going to do about that?
No, I just don't deal with her. And here's my thing. See, the thing is, even if she could just get along to enough, she could still come to birthday parties. We don't have to be this, I'm not longing for a mother. I have a mother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if we're not that, then I can get over that and I can accept what we're going to be.
Right.
But I cannot accept the fact that you try to, you know that I'm trying to move forward. So right. Why would you be going on
but
a tour saying
a
that I have, that
but
I'm a drug
guys,
addict?
But you guys never have a past. You guys
right.
never have a
no,
past.
No, because she doesn't let it go.
The, right,
and as soon as
future.
She's offended or she's hurt,
right.
she brings it all
back
up.
And so, and then she lives this in the moment. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're doing this right now. So now what? It's going to take another six mm-hmm. months to heal? And then once it's healed this six
and,
months,
and
you want to start again?
And I'm over that. And the thing about it is, you know, you can say Holly's not involved, but when you come saying her parents are this and that, and that involves my child.
It does. It
that involves
does.
My child very much so. And I think one thing people know about me is I don't play about my kid.
Yeah.
And I don't play with my kid. I think
right.
I'm a better mother than a lot of mothers I know
right.
at my age or
right.
were my age.
I agree.
Including Shin.
I agree. Oh, I really agree.
Because ain't nobody cooking crack in my house.
Right.
And the police ain't raiding my house.
Right.
And ain't no, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I keep a home, baby.
Right.
So
as
I would,
the women did
I would
before
like a
you.
Little bit of credit for what I do, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I know that she thrives off of drama because everything that I've said, every day that I say something,
right.
here she is in the comments.
Right.
Here she is opposing
but you know,
what
she,
I'm saying.
She, but you know, she blocked me like almost instantly when we came back from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost instantly. We had,
and I asked her, and she said she blocked us to avoid any drama that was coming.
And it's like,
but it's like, what drama was coming? You started it.
Right. It's like, what the hell? Then she added me back, and I didn't follow her back at that point because I'm like, okay, you're gonna play
this. Childish.
It's childish. It's like you follow me, unfollow me, block me. It's like, lady, that you let me know that you're doing dirty when you do this because nobody is doing anything to you.
Right.
You're the one. You're
and it's just constant, and it's always antagonizing, and it's always, oh, you know, it's just this, and it's just that, and it's just this. And for her to not want to be affiliated, she sure does got Teen Mom all in her bio.
She had that
all
from
on
day
her page.
One. She had that from day one.
And it's just, it just, do you want to be included
it's
or
thirsty.
Do you not?
She's just so thirsty as hell. She's so thirsty as hell, but because of her behavior, she can't be accepted.
Yeah.
Her behavior is so terrible. It's so ratchet. It is so trailer trash. It is so just to the curb. And not to mention when she was in Hollywood, she had on that yellow outfit with all her ass hanging out like that.
I was so mad about that.
And that, you know, and see, I had that pretty picture on my page, and I'm not taking it down either, of her and I on the page.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you guys seen the back of that, that was so trashy and low down that it couldn't even be posted. Because when I tell you, she had on some G-string under there and her whole behind was out and she just prancing around and I'm just looking like, girl, your sister, friend, somebody should have told you that you need some body gear under that dress because all of that.
Because it was way too transparent.
It was transparent to the point you've seen every dip cellulite in her ass. You even seen how white her ass was. She didn't have a bit of tan on it.
And a crack.
Right.
And yeah, it was pretty disturbing.
That.
Yeah.
So it was disturbing. And you here with all these TV people and on camera and you can't find nothing better to put on your body, let alone some shapewear.
Yeah. And Bar was so embarrassed.
He was.
Yeah, so that's that about
and I
her.
I should post the back of that picture too because I got it. Somebody took a picture because people was taking heck of pictures and I got sent the back of her dress and I should post it so you guys can see what she looked like from the back.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, they do, because they always want the tea. They always want to see.
Well, that's going to be on my mama page. So go on over there for that.
So if you look at my stories, you just might see the back of her tail so you can see how trifling it was. And she was just proud and loud, okay? Proud
yeah.
and loud.
And, you know, and here's my last thing about that. For a woman like her who has claimed to have been through so much turmoil, you shouldn't jump to joy to you shouldn't jump for joy to expose your children at every opportunity you get.
Right.
You should dig deep down into the life that you lived and give wisdom.
Right.
Because you've been on, I mean, I'm not going to tell her story for her, because, but she's told her story and she claims she's been through a lot. So if that's the case, how can you be so judgmental?
Because she's been through a lot and she's sitting on it.
Because I'm sure that if Barr gets on here and really tells about the kind of mother she was, it would be a different story.
Well, wait a minute. What about that list?
That's for Barr to share with y'all when he's ready. But Barr,
yeah, what about that list? Barr is really upset. Was like, I'll do it. Yeah.
Barr is really upset, and I think that Barr wants to share some things with you guys when he gets home and he gets ready. But you know, I think if the truth is coming out, everybody wants their truth out, and that might be ugly for some people. So I wish people would just be quiet, because to be honest, Barr's not, you know. He's not, you know, in the dictionary for perfect, but he's doing better than Shin was and has ever done. And we both are. And that's the truth on that.
And she hates
that. And I'll die on that hill. die on that hill.
Yeah.
And so, I think we've addressed everything that needs to be addressed.
I think so, too.
I want to give a shout out to my fucking baby. Her fifth birthday is tomorrow.
She's grown
so beautifully. I mean, for her parents to be everything that Shin says we are, we definitely have put all of our free time into her.
Right.
And she's just everything I could ever imagine a kid to be. And I don't know what I did to deserve her. Probably nothing.
Nothing to deserve her. But I'm going to tell you, God definitely gave you like the picture perfect baby.
He did.
And looks, wisdom, intelligence. Because
her heart.
Her heart everything. Is golden. Mm-hmm. And you can't touch her heart, though.
Yeah.
She's going to touch the world with that heart.
I appreciate my kid. And, you know, I wish that I wish that everyone in my village would see that and try to be a beneficial part of that. But I'm not above.
And just for the record,
I'm not
Holly
above.
Is not with the drama either.
She's really not.
Holly's not with the drama. She's going to tell you to love and hug.
No,
and
she will.
Yeah, Holly
she will
is
tell
really
you.
Not with it. And I'm, you know, if you say something that's rude, she's going to correct you right there. Like,
she
Granny,
is.
Don't say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's rude, Mom.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So she's not with it. Holly is pure love.
And I want to keep her like that. And I want everyone that's in her life to. You know, they don't have to agree with us or bow down to us, but they have to at least be able to impart wisdom and then back up and give us the opportunity to apply it.
Right.
You know, and so I'm thankful for my kid.
Yes.
We are planning her birthday. It's going to be, I want it to be epic. I hope the weather cooperates.
Yes, it will be. It's going to be like 92 degrees or so.
I'm hoping.
It's going to be hot.
God does what he does on his own time. So
we're in Dukes in a half.
I'm hoping that it's going to be a good time. And yeah, so that's the update. And I'll see you next week. So bye.
Bye,
thanks for listening.
Bye.